It's Maria again. By the way, my grandfather is from Bogota, Colombia. How amazing is that? I love that. Recently, I have been talking about that connection with our ancestors. It never goes away. My grandfather is still here with me, his energy. And it gives me such comfort to know that my energy will still be here after I'm gone too. And my kids will always remember me. And just like Easter weekend, eternal life, man, eternal life. We are all here. We are all energy. I just love it. Have fun on your trip. Bye.
What's up, everybody? It's your boy, Tony Mosey. I am here in Cartagena, Colombia, South America. And it is about anywhere between 80 to 90 something degrees Fahrenheit. I forget how to convert it in Celsius. I think that's around 20 to perhaps 25 degrees Celsius for my international people, but to my Americans, we know it as 80 to 90 degrees Fahrenheit. It's pretty interesting out here. I have a lot of, I never knew it was this tropical. It kind of reminds me of my father's own country, Dominican Republic. It also reminded me of my previous travel in Cuba, but it's not definitely like not Cuba because this is more like a second world country. However, things definitely do not function as a first world country for us wonderful people from the western part of the world, UK, Australia, United States of America, Canada. And maybe even including Hawaii. But I find a lot of interesting things here. They seem to pride a lot on Italian stuff here. Italian culture is really interesting. They like, of course, ceviche. That's cool. Argentina has some influence here as well. But another thing I think, and I'd have to save this a little bit for later, but maybe it hits me a little bit more viscerally, and it reminds me to be thankful for what I have, but I see more of the darker shade people who are darker, like the black or Afro Latinos. They're more of the poor, in my objective, and I bet you if you had... Okay, anyway, so let me just go with my subjective or a try to be objective thought. I'm walking around the neighborhoods, and it seems like it's always the darker-skinned people who are the poor ones, who are the homeless ones, who are selling stuff, who are, you know, just out in the streets all day, all night, doing the most menial or the most, like, lowest-paid jobs. And it kind of makes me a little sad, but... they also, I sometimes, I don't know, maybe it's because I was in the army, and of course I think of video games and movies and stuff like that, and I only know so much, but when I was in the army, you know, covert operations and how to dress and all that stuff like that, and here I am, like, I dressed, like, I intentionally got a wardrobe that fits, you know, the psychology of things, and I decided to dress just to be like an average Colombian, to blend in a sense, and lo and behold, I do blend in. I mean, I'm wearing, like, you know, workout shorts and sneakers and video game and superhero shirts, the same shit that you'd see in Cuba, Dominican Republic, Colombia. I didn't know that there was this many black Latinos, let alone black Colombians. And it makes sense because when you come to America and you see more of the lighter skinned Latinos, and you don't see that many of the black skinned Latinos, it's because the black Latinos here don't have money. The blacks here in this country don't have the funds to be able to travel here and there, you know, to and from. I wanted to say big words, but I'm not. But like to go from here and there or even just travel to America because they either have the no funds or... I feel that this perhaps, and that's maybe this is, could be subjective, there's some slight discrimination going on here. I mean, obviously, look at that. When you see when I look at a black Latino or a Colombian coming up to me, I'm already thinking this person is going to try to sell me shit because that's what they do. They try to sell me shit. They try to ask for money. They try to do all these things. So it makes sense, but it's unfortunate that slavery has definitely hit, and it's not just Colombia, people. I've been to Cuba, Dominican Republic, Puerto Rico, Colombia. I've been to all different parts of the world, and not only within these people, but also from externally, from white people. So, I can't believe, like, you go to Spain, discrimination. Norway, they're just hating on blacks. You know, Australia, they make fun of the Aborigines who look like my color, but except they have a little slightly different phenotypic features. But, like, nevertheless, if you're darker, you just really don't get the best end of the stick. I'm sorry, but I'm being fucking honest. But I'm being very thankful, and that's the thing that I feel a little sad about. I feel a little, what's the word? I feel a little, what's the word I'm trying to ask you, man? What can you tell me here? Like, I feel a little guilty sometimes. It's just like, here I am, I'm black, they're black, but my life is better than theirs. And, I mean, who am I to compare, but... shit, like, I have so many amenities, so many great things. Even when I don't have certain luxuries or certain amenities, I still have it great. And so I think about it every time, and just, like, that's the thing that I always want to think about. So, I don't know. Anyways, that's my piece. Just wanted to say that. Have you guys ever been here? Please tell me.